conversation.
But nah, the mullet's looking proper still. But you can't claim that trend, bro. That was way before anyone.
Was it actually though?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I've seen a lot of white mans, like the hockey mans with the flow, and they had the mullet first. And
it wasn't a mullet though. Like look at my shit right now. My shit's like a mullet. Like cowboy type shit.
Cowboy, you know? Yeehaw. Yeah.
But the hockey mans had like they grew out on the sides too.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. So it flowed back. It all flowed back.
I think that's what, because at one point you had the same haircut from
from like grade 10 to like grade
it was that
grade 11
that little comb over.
Yeah, it's like the classic like Asian comb over shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everyone was on that at some point. You had that too.
Yeah, because I think in elementary to high school, I had that, the comb over. that's what they named it. The comb over.
Because it went down. Yeah, it went down
on my emo shit.
It's like almost the carry.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went to when I got broken up with, I went through the perm phase. Remember I got a perm?
Oh yeah.
I felt so nice, fam.
I was gonna be honest with you. I don't know if it was the best, but I knew you liked it. I knew you liked it. So I didn't say nothing.
I knew you didn't rate it.
Like I saw it, I'm like, he likes it. I'm not gonna say nothing.
And they're like, yo, Gavin, okay, be honest. How many girls really hit you? I was there defending myself, like, there was a couple, you feel me? But
I think your hair's a little bit thinner, so if you're gonna go with the perm, I think you have to have like thick hair, like thick.
Yeah, you know, it looked proper on me. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like I was feeling myself for that day. But yeah,
if you know what, maybe a little bit shorter because you had it long.
Yeah, I did.
You had it long, so it was a little bit. Yeah. It was a little bit like messy.
I don't know. A perm looks good on every Asian, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't perm my hair.
Word.
I couldn't do
actually
it.
Actually, no, you couldn't, because I think your structure is too like sharp.
It's too like, I can't be a good guy and a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, you can. You'll give off like mixed signals, like, yo.
like my face is like bad guy, yeah, but my hair can't be good guy.
That's true. I think that matches though. Cause it's like bad guy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not bad guy.
Mullet.
It's like in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like protagonist, kind of anti-hero.
Fact. I said anti-hero. Deadpool. But.
On some Deadpool shit.
Yeah. But yeah, bro. I think the mullet's gonna become the next perm. That's what I said.
You think so?
Yeah. And on girls. Oh my. Yo, you know that the wolf cut? Have you ever heard of that?
Nah. What's that?
It's like a cut where it's like, okay, full out here, it goes down.
Yeah.
But like you have kind of long bangs. So it kind of makes you look like a werewolf, but it's on girls.
I don't think I've seen that before.
It's, bro, this is the first time we're going to use this. And who's that? Oh, it's Mr. I'll simple.
Yeah?
Yes, bro. I saw it in a girl.
I don't think I've seen that before still, to be honest.
Golly, bro. You got to look it up.
Is it like curly or is it like?
No, it's just straight. You look like a Wolverine. But like in like a.
I don't know if I can imagine that. Hold on, pull up a picture. Yeah. I need to see.
I don't have data. Your Wi-Fi shit here.
Okay, whatever. But
the wolf cut, fam. Look it up after. Yeah. My goodness.
You know what's low key? I think the baddest look on a girl is what? Like the messy bun.
Oh, that's
the messy bun or like the short hair messy bun. That shit's fire.
Chef's kiss, fam.
Or when they put like a clip in the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, and then it like.
Yo, I don't know why girls. Not a lot of girls do that. But that shit's nice.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, they just go out with the bangs and shit like that. But nah. If we're going on a date, right?
Yeah.
And you come out with just messy bun, no makeup, and glasses, fam, all.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the first time we're using this shit. Used it twice already.
A lot, but yeah, fam. Oh my God.
Okay. All right, what's your ideal like type for a girl? Like, what are you looking for? Or what catches your attention first?
What catches my attention?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like energy, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you come in and be like, you're all hype and shit and you match my energy.
Yeah.
Like, on the energetic, like, yo, you give. Okay, like, saying you're texting a girl and she's giving you the LOL, like the all caps instead of the LOL. You know?
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's like
you like the excited type.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta be excited to see
the high energy type. Yeah,
because I'm high energy. How about
you? Well, what if you see a girl just at school? Like, what catches your attention when you see it?
Oh shit, I don't know.
Because at first, it's always the looks. Like,
it's always the looks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for me, what it is like, if I see someone in class that catches my attention, it's always someone that. They look like they're so comfortable.
You like know what nonchalant?
I mean? Nah, like they're so relaxed. Like they're not so like stressed out and shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like if a shorty hops in, like, let's say an exam, mm-hmm. and then she just looks like slay, yo. You know what I mean? Okay, like, yeah. And I see that, I'm like you. Damn.
It's whatever, bro. Yeah.
Like, she doesn't care if she passes or fails. She doesn't give a shit, but she knows she's gonna do a good job, you know?
Yeah. No, I rate it, though.
No, low-key, that, like, that type of energy, mm-hmm. fuck with that shit.
I could see that, too. Because that just goes back to, like, the messy bun, because that's kind of related. Okay, you're super relaxed and shit like that. So that's what catches my attention.
That's true.
I don't know. But yeah, some shorty, I remember texting me all in, like, at the end of her sentences, she put periods. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, the dot, dot, dot?
No, just the, she'll be like, she'll write a sentence, and then after every sentence, she'll put a period.
The fuck?
Instead of an emoji. I'm like,
that's kind of rude, no?
Yeah, I'm like,
that's kind of mean.
Like, wow, okay.
Maybe she's playing some mind games with you, fam.
She is. She was in my head that day, yeah.
Word.
Yeah, she was in my head that day still.
Yeah, maybe that's a strategy, y'all.
I know.
Look into that shit.
Oh my God, I have to.
Yo, you know what I missed, though?
What?
Loki missed the Halloween jams. Everyone dresses up and shit.
I remember your best one was the Tekashi 6ix9ine one. That was, I like how, like, you're a fan of Tekashi.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, I guess, base your talking off Tekashi. And the funny thing is that you actually had his costume.
I know.
And you had his wig and everything. And when his song came on, I remember I put the flash on you.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yo, it's Tekashi.
And they're taking, like, snaps of me and shit. That was jokes. Yo, do you think we're gonna have another Halloween jam like that, like, this year? Because of COVID, man, and shit?
I don't know, bro.
You think we'll be able to party by October?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah. Because I think it's gonna be a continuous one. Like, mm-hmm. shout out to the person who said the Rapunzel theory when she was quarantined for 18 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think Disney's predicted that. I think we're in it for another 10 years. Wait, what's the Rapunzel theory again?
So, the Rapunzel theory, right? So it goes that Rapunzel, in the Disney movie, she was quarantined and locked up in that tower for her whole life, right? Yeah. Since she was a baby.
Fuck, crazy.
And then take in the name of the kingdom is the kingdom of Corona.
See, nah, so that, like, actually blew my mind.
Like, what the fuck?
That actually blew my mind. Shout out to that person who told us that, but, like, that shit blew my mind.
I know, because it lined up. It lined up like Corona. What
we're in now.
Yeah, well, where'd you get that from?
Coronavirus.
Exactly. Corona quarantine, like, in the tower by herself in isolation. That shit adds up, bro.
Disney
that
the Illuminati. Up, man. That shit adds up, bro. Disney the Illuminati, fam. And she was in there for 18 years, bro. Just sweeping, doing chores.
Yeah.
That's what's happening now, bro.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yo, going back to Halloween, though.
Yeah.
Do you know the Halloween theory?
Oh, no.
Or the origins of Halloween?
No, there's an origin of Halloween.
Yeah. I did the Christmas one.
Yeah, in 2020.
Now I'm going to give you guys a Halloween one.
All right, let's go.
All right. So the origins of Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. So it said that Halloween, October the 31st, is actually the only day in the year where the underworld has access to the overworld.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard that before, too.
So what happens is, like, all the dead are able to come to the surface, come to our world, and try to steal a soul from the living.
What?
So take this in, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason everybody dresses up is because the dead come and look for souls from the living.
And we camouflage?
So we camouflage and pretend we're dead. So we dress up as people from the underworld so that the dead won't take our souls. Now listen, right?
Why?
Now, the reason we give candy out to everybody is because supposedly the only way to keep your soul is to give to the peasants. Like, back in the day, they would give to the peasants. They would give food to the peasants because it's like cleaning your soul. It's like giving charity, right?
Oh, okay.
So that was a way to stop the dead from coming to you and stealing your soul.
Oh,
so that's why we give candy out. And then it's evolved over years. That's why we give candy out to the kids on Halloween with trick-or-treating and shit. And that's why everybody dresses up as, like, ghouls, monsters, and all that bullshit.
What? That makes so much sense. That is crazy. I like how you're wearing the Christmas one.
I know, I'm wearing the Christmas one today.
So now we're a Halloween merch?
Oh, shit.
We got
some Halloween merch coming then.
That is crazy. No, that makes sense, though. Because I remember, what's that Christmas movie where they did that, though? I think there is a Christmas. It's like Christmas. I said Christmas.
It's Night Before Christmas. The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah. Isn't there something about, like, the underworld coming up?
I don't know.
Wasn't it about that?
I forgot.
Who's the Jack the Ripper? Is that? Oh, no.
Oh, Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington. Wasn't that him coming from the dead? And
he was like Mr. Halloween or something.
Yeah. And he's a skeleton, so maybe that might represent like the dead coming up type shit.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things with like, you know, the Day of the Dead, they celebrate.
Yeah, that's in Mexico, right?
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think there's a way like the dead can access the overworld?
Like the world right now?
Yeah.
Like the cemetery shit?
Okay, do you think when we die, right? Mm. Do you think there's a passageway to talk to the living? Like, let's say we pass. We enter the afterlife, quote-unquote afterlife, right?
Yeah.
And I know there's definitely a lot of souls that went to the afterlife and want to still communicate with their family. Mm-hmm. You think there's a way that can do that? And maybe is, like, the ghosts we see in all these stories.
Yeah.
An explanation of that.
Fuck. Okay, I got a good story for that, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know the old Jane and Finch Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where
Old Finch Road. I know, right?
It's cursed. Mm. Like, so they're saying that when you go there, I mean, there's been many stories of people seeing like guys in top hats with dogs around them and shit. But there's this one girl that committed suicide there.
Yeah.
That whenever you go there on her birthday, you hear a melody of happy birthday in your ear.
Mm.
And then fresh balloons come out the water.
What the f-?
Yeah. You ever heard that before?
I heard a different story.
No, what'd you hear?
I heard like, I guess there's a lot of stories there, but the story I heard was like, this girl was taken, because Old Finch Road is literally the middle of nowhere.
It's literally a random.
It's like a back
bridge.
Road. It's like a back road, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what my cousin told me. Mm. Some people took like this high schooler, teenage girl, kidnapped her.
Yeah.
And then took her under the bridge and raped her. And then you can hear her screaming.
Oh,
right? So the scream was like echoing in the bridge. Mm-hmm. And I guess, do you know what the stone tape theory is?
No.
The stone tape.
Nah.
So there's a theory that the buildings, like concrete and places you're in, mm-hmm. can hold a memory within it and replay it. Just like reflection. So if we look at the earth from light years away.
Yeah.
Let's say we're 1,000 light years away, mm-hmm. and we look at the earth, zoom in. Like super close.
Yeah.
We can see like ancient civilizations there, mm-hmm. because it's thousands of years ago, because it's thousands of light years away.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a theory that light, because light travels different over time. So it can reflect off different images. So there's a theory that it could reflect off like a different memory that happened. And people are saying that the time she was raped gets replayed.
Holy.
So you can experience like, the odd, like you can hear her screaming, you can hear like them raping her.
That's why, like, on certain times when you go there, you hear it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I did not know that too. There's also an urban legend here, like in Pickering.
Nah, no
there
way.
There is. You ever heard of the tent lady?
Nah, what's that?
Oh shit.
What the fuck is the tent lady?
Damn. Okay. Holy. So this is here, like close. Like we lived near this.
Tent lady?
Yeah, you never heard of like the urban legend of the tent lady?
Nah.
All right, let me tell you the story then.
Okay, let me hear you.
All right. So like there's this forest, right? The person that wrote the article didn't disclose the location, but here in Pickering, there's a big forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think like Altona, I don't want to disclose any like things.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a forest there and there's supposed to be a lady, just a random tent where an old lady lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this guy that lives in that forest. And whenever he needs to get picked up to go anywhere, right? And he calls an Uber. Ubers don't accept his ride because they know they have to go through this forest.
What? Right? Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and whenever he does, like, get the Ubers.
Yeah.
They're always uneasy about going there. Or, like, when he's driving.
Really?
Yeah. So, the tent lady is supposed to be this paranormal lady. Because some people have seen her on the hiking trail.
Mm-hmm.
And some people haven't. So there's this three, there's these three boys that went there one day, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, "All right, let's bro, like this is just an urban, this is not true, right? Let's poke around the tent and shit." One guy goes in, he opens at the tent, lets out a loud ass scream.
Oh fuck.
The other two guys book it down.
Yeah, yeah.
His friend disappeared, never seen again.
What the?
Never seen again, and then never, they still haven't found him. That's what the urban legend says.
Where is it? Tell me that you don't have to like...
I don't know though. Like, that they didn't disclose anything. They said, but in Pickering. They said Pickering.
Damn, bro. Because I'm going to tell you something.
What?
So I went to this like forest to shoot something, right?
Oh,
I went with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
And then we could see... It was so weird because it was like in the middle of the forest. We see this like... It's kind of like a teepee. It's really not like dead ass. I don't know if it's not a quote unquote tent, but it's like a teepee. It's like sticks bundled up together like this.
Okay.
And then it was like yellow, red, and blue, like tie around
it. Oh shit! Yeah.
And then it was like almost like a memorial or something. Mm-hmm. And we were wondering like, I wonder what that is, right? We were wondering like, what is that? Mm-hmm. And people were walking up to it and like. Because we weren't the only people there. People were walking up to and taking a look. And in my head, I'm like, shit. This is the story I made in my head.
Okay.
I'm like, maybe like some girl was like kidnapped and then buried there or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Like it's a memorial for mm-hmm, her. Mm-hmm. But thinking back, like I never found out what that was for.
Yeah.
But it was definitely something special. I just don't know what it is. It's literally in the middle of the forest, nowhere. Wow. Like off a trail.
Yeah, that's it.
Shut up. No way. Where is it though?
I don't know.
I don't want to scare myself now.
I know. Because, okay, they're saying that you're not supposed. Okay, if you see the lady,
yeah,
the old lady walking on the hiking trail, do not say anything. Go the other way. And if you see the tent, don't go in it. Those are the only two things.
I just looked at it from afar. I just was like, what is that?
Okay, yeah, they got you, boy.
Chill out, bro. I'm giving the curse.
No, don't do that. I was actually about to swing on you. Nah, don't do that, bro. Nah, that's fucked up, bro. Wait, where was this tent that you went to? You know the location?
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, when I read that, I was like, yeah, when they said Pickering, I kind of like get that little shake, right?
Bro.
Yeah.
You know, I think this whole, I told this on Josh's episode.
Yeah.
This whole area where we are right now, it used to be near a Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
Like dead ass.
Yeah. I think you told it in one of my episodes too.
Oh yeah, I said that.
Yeah. Because the icicle was like a native person mm-hmm. and we're on like native ground.
Oh no, it wasn't here. That wasn't here. Oh, that was something else.
Yeah. Well, yeah, bro. Hey, 10k likes? No. Fuck that. We get way more than that. 50k likes?
Yo, you want to check it out? I know where it is.
What?
Like, I know where that teepee thing is.
Oh, the teepee thing? 50k likes, we'll do a vlog.
50k? We'll make it 10k.
No. Because 10k, they'll actually get it.
Yeah, they'll get it. 10k. Okay, we'll do 10k. 10k, we'll do a quick like little vlog or some shit.
Okay, bet. But yeah, bro. Like, even, yeah. I don't even have no graveyard stories like that. The only thing is, yeah, when I go through a graveyard, I'm like,
you hold your breath.
I hold my breath.
Still?
Yeah.
Nah, whatever, man.
I went on a long walk and then like I held it throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like the one beside my house, it's hella long. I'm like,
damn.
And walk.
Yo, I heard this story, right? Mm-hmm. People are saying like some people when they go on a DMD trip,
yeah,
they say they see some of the, like their dead relatives.
Their dead relatives?
Yeah. And it has me thinking, like, you know how they always say DMT is like a gateway to
the afterlife?
Not necessarily afterlife, but like a different kind of dimension, a different realm, mm-hmm. right? A different realm where we can see shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? We have access to other shit.
Yeah.
Right? So it has me thinking, like, what if DMT, when you spoke that shit, it's kind of a glimpse of what the afterlife is, because when we die, before we die, mm-hmm. our body releases that to our brain, like
right away. Yeah.
Like there's a huge shock of that. Like when they say you get like a flash of light before you die, mm-hmm, yeah. or your life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah.
Apparently that's when like DMT spikes in your head.
Is that actually real though? Like the you see like the
flash. I never experienced that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. You want to hear something crazy though?
What?
So my Lola, right? She had to go undergo a surgery and she actually like for like a few seconds, like she like died mm-hmm. for a few seconds. Right.
Yeah.
And then they revived her with the,
defibrillator. Yeah.
But she said when she was under surgery, she had like a dream mm-hmm. and she remembered seeing like all of her sisters looking down at her as she was like getting lowered into a coffin.
Oh bro.
But like when she woke up, it stopped.
So she came back alive type shit.
Yeah, because they defibrillated.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
So what if like, do you think our body knows we're dying even though we're not awake? Like let's say you're dying in your sleep,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was gonna bring it up to sleep. Like what if we don't?
Because no one can tell that story now.
Yeah.
Because let's say someone was dying in their sleep and then they died in their sleep. Mm-hmm. They can't tell their dream because they're dead. I mean?
Yeah.
So what if, like, do you think your body knows you're gonna die. That's why it's giving you like a dream of that scenario.
Oh, like a, it's like a prediction foreshadow?
Yeah.
Hey man, I never had that. I hope I don't have that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then it goes into like fucking, you know those, you know like dreams have messages and shit? Mm-hmm. So there's this one popular like message, yeah. Right? It's they say, this is my mom told me. Yeah. They say when you get like a missing tooth or a tooth falls out,
yeah,
in your dream, it means one of your family members is gonna get hurt or die.
What?
Yeah. So if like a tooth falls out,
yeah,
it's supposed to symbolize that, or it's like it's a message that you're gonna lose one of your, someone close to you.
Mm. I've never had that. Thank God I never had that.
Yeah, and I never had that either.
Okay, you know how you said the DMT, like, do you think DMT, you can see your future already? Like, you can live your life, you can do all your things and come back to life?
I don't know. Because I can't say.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced it. But I watched this video, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's like a explanation of his trip. All right. So this comedian went on a DMT trip, right?
Is now, this the same guy?
No, it's okay. It's a different guy.
Okay.
So him and his friend were both in the same room. Yeah. So he went into the trip first, right?
Okay.
So he took a trip and he said he went into this like, it was kind of like a circus, like a carnival, right? Mm-hmm. And then he saw an entity. It was like a purple woman. Okay. And this purple woman, it was almost like, he said he's known her his whole life, or like he recognized her as if he met her like his whole lifetime,
yeah,
or
yeah,
known her whole lifetime, right? Mm-hmm. So they go on this like this fun kind of date in the carnival, whatever, right?
Okay.
So that the trip ends, right?
Yeah.
Now his friend goes into a DMT trip now. So okay, it's his turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he goes into the trip, right? Now when he goes into the trip, his eyes are closed. He's like passed out.
Yeah.
And pretty much all he's doing is like, he's passed out like this. And he's just talking to his friend, like, what's going on, right?
Okay.
So his friend starts saying, yo, these guys are scared of me. They're scared of me, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, wait, no, I know him. Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, wait, you know, I think his name was Kyle. You know, yeah, Kyle? Yeah. And then he's like, yeah. And then these entities were like, oh, he visits here all the time.
What?
We see him all the time, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then his friend asked him, where are you right now? He's like, it looks like a circus carnival. It looks like a circus carnival, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's like, wait, there's this purple lady here. She said she knows you.
Oh, hell no.
Yo, so tell me why they had the same entities,
yeah,
greet them in a different trip. Different experiences for different people, but the same world, the same entity.
Yeah, it's like they entered like the same server.
Yeah.
Oh no,
nah,
bro.
No, get this, bro.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things saying out, like, I think in California, there's certain area in California, like psychedelic explorers, mm-hmm, they have similar DMT trips where they see similar things in certain areas. So I think a certain place in California, they see these machine elves, and everybody that trips there sees the same machine elves.
So it is another world. So that's the same world.
So what? No.
Oh, what's the afterlife?
Nah, not necessarily. Okay, what if it's instead? What if it's like a filter? So we can see stuff that's already there, but we can't see it under that filter.
I get it. I swear there was a movie about this.
Yeah?
I swear there was a movie where it's like, okay, they put something. Yeah, it was, oh.
Spiderwick Chronicles, was
no,
it?
No, it was Us by Jordan Peele.
No, it wasn't.
By Jordan Peele, like, you know how the carnival was the same as,
No, it's not. That's not it.
Okay. No, but I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, so now this whole theory has me thinking now, right? Mm-hmm. If you trip on DMT and it's responsive, like, geographically.
Yeah.
And you have similar trips geographically. Mm-hmm. It has me thinking, like, you know those very sacred places in the world? Mm-hmm. Let's say Nazareth, Bethlehem, you know?
Yeah.
Like these the holy places. Imagine.
See thing.
You see something there.
Oh my gosh.
Because those are quote unquote, like, those are sacred places, holy places, right?
Yeah.
And there's places in India also, very sacred, holy places.
Yeah.
Imagine you trip on DMT there and you see something that has secrets.
That should be low-key a show. A guy just tripping out everywhere.
Yeah, I told this to Josh. I told this to Josh yesterday. Yeah, we were talking about this. I'm like, bro, What if we make a show like that?
Yeah.
Like, what if we do like a Netflix show where we try and like figure out, we try and map out the DMT world?
What the hell? You guys are like, literally, yeah, it's like a Fortnite map, and then like, boom, another one on top of it.
Yeah.
But like the psychedelic world, like, yeah, pink and purple.
Exactly. Like maybe in Canada, we see these, like these certain monsters, and then we go to California, and then there's these machine elves, and then we go to like New York, and then there's these like circus people.
Holy smoke.
it's crazy. It, like, this is all, no, like, crazy, yeah. but if there is some truth to it, mm-hmm, maybe it can hold some secrets to not only the world, but to like life.
Yeah.
Like things that we don't understand yet,
mm-hmm,
whether that be like religion, whether that be like spirituality,
mm-hmm.
Maybe it can hold some secrets and some real lessons.
I wish we could do that in dreams too. Mm. Like, okay, boom. Like the dream. Okay, so there's a psychedelic map.
Yeah.
The normal map,
mm-hmm,
and then the dream map.
Yeah.
So like when you dream and you start going off and like, oh, I'm in LA, but like, no, it looks different.
Yeah.
It's like all clouds and shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Ooh. That's what I'm saying, man.
Shifting. It's like that shifting we talked about. The shifters, where you meditate,
mm,
and then you shift to what is it called? Real dimension or a real world?
Oh, astral projection.
Astral projection. About, but yeah, that, it might be like that.
Yeah, bro.
That is crazy. But the shifters do it like based off their brain, but like, mm-hmm, the DMT guys do it off of like DMT. Mm-hmm.
Bro, what's crazy to me though is because like this is natural thing. It's not like, mm-hmm, it's not fucking like you're smoking chemicals.
Yeah.
Well, technically it is. Everything's chemicals, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is biology. Like we create it in our body.
Yeah.
I mean, this is natural things. So it's like, maybe it holds some secrets to life.
Fuck, bro.
Maybe it holds some secrets, like, and what if some people already know this, they're just not letting us know?
Like the men that have done DMT?
No. What if like there's scientists that discovered this, but they never came out and said, what if it's something so crazy,
mm-hmm,
that the government doesn't want us to know?
Oh, here we go with the government, man. Why do we want to smoke with them so bad, bro? We always want to smoke. I don't know. Because obviously they're going to hide it because it's secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
What could be done? Okay. Realistically, what could be done with that information that you now, okay. Like, what are you talking about secrets? Like,
listen,
what
do you think you could find? Let's say, shit, yo, I'm about to wake people up then. Bro, let's say they find out there is like true, they have proof of the other dimension,
mm-hmm,
and we're headed there after this life, right?
Yeah.
Like we have proof of it and then we like map it out, blah, blah, and we know exactly where we're headed, right?
Yeah.
What is the goal of life right now? Like for a regular person, the goal of life for a regular person,
live and die
in this life.
Yeah.
Do your best, get a lot of money for this life, get success for this life.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Now, if we have proof of where we're going next,
yeah,
it's no longer going to be this. It's going to be for the next.
Mm.
Right?
So people are not even going to
We're not going to care about this part.
Yeah, we're not going to live.
We're going to focus on the end goal.
Yeah.
If that is the end goal, if there's proof of the end goal, you know? Mm.
Like cooking up these new drugs to try and get to there?
Not even that, but like let's say heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's proof of heaven.
Yeah.
You know there's proof of heaven. Everybody knows there's proof of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do things instead of focusing on money, success, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Rolling with the economy.
Yeah.
When we focus on giving, charity, focus on compassion, you know, things that will forgive us of our sins, things that will bring us to heaven, to paradise.
It's going
to
be a more calm, more world.
Yeah, it's going to change. Life will change.
Holy smokes.
But this is all like ideas, you know. Yeah. It's not like
I hear dun, dun, dun.
it sounds crazy, but like, you know,
yeah,
it's interesting to talk about. It's interesting.
Yeah. That's true. You ever see those clouds, you know, when it's shaped like, okay, it opens and then like,
yeah,
it's
just, yeah,
like, I remember driving on the highway and there was this like really big opening,
mm-hmm,
right, and it was shaped as a star,
mm-hmm.
I was like, and it was like a beam.
Wait, where was it going?
No, towards like some car.
Yeah.
And it was just following this car.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, wait, what's going on? Because if there's like a car crash, that would tell me something.
Yeah.
Like, boom, it's your time, dog. Like, you have to go type shit. But no, nothing happened. But it was just like following this car.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's like the stairway to heaven.
That's sick. Yeah. That's sick.
But yo, you heard, you know, Grease, right?
The movie, right?
With the slick back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a theory that when the shorty dies in the beginning because she drowns,
mm,
the last scene where the car is going up.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Is her going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's the movie Grease.
Yeah, it's Grease.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
I know.
Oh my God. Just talking about the afterlife is crazy because it's really all a mystery, dog.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Yo, Loki, I'll pitch that to Netflix if they want to make it happen.
Yeah.
Pitch that show.
Fucker, bro. I'm sober. I'm a sober kid, but fuck it. I'll take part in like, I'll take part in one episode. Like, yo, Carlos, you see that'd that? That'd
be so, like, I would want to see somebody do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not necessarily myself, but I would want to see somebody do that. Like, I would want to see, like, maybe there is answers to the universe. Maybe there is answers to like the spirit.
You're gonna be the drugged out Anthony Bourdain.
I don't know me, but like,
but you're the.
Like, I'll be the director.
No, you're the right one to do it. I because I can see you just chilling everywhere. Like, yo, Josh, you see that, fam? Like, I can see like you're known for like the psychedelics, so you have to be in it. You have mushrooms on your damn shirt. You feel me? But yeah, you know one cool fact about Disney that I learned since we're always talking about Disney?
What?
So you've been to Disney World, right?
Yeah.
You've ever like got bitten by a mosquito?
At Disney World?
Yeah. Or you ever seen like mosquitoes there?
Never.
Yeah. They don't have mosquitoes there, fam.
Maybe they just don't have it. They probably have like fucking the filter shit.
Yeah. No, like they have some like mosquito surveillance traps.
Word.
Yeah. Like everywhere. And this is what they do. Like, so they're like carbon monoxide traps that catch the mosquitoes, right?
Mm.
Before they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they freeze all of them. And like they take it back to like the Disney World science lab.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And they start analyzing it and see how they can get rid of it.
Word.
So one mosquito is afraid of like chickens and shit. So they'll bring chickens on the island to scare all of them away.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Because I was like, yeah, I've never been bitten in a mosquito resort and it's like hella hot there. So there should be mosquitoes.
You ever been to you went to Disney World, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Small World. You know that one? Yeah.
Oh my God.
So all of these rides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed the water smells different than regular water?
Yeah, it smells like shit, fam.
Nah, it smells good.
Huh?
It smells good.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking. Hold on.
It smells good. I like it.
Okay, you like sewer water?
It's not sewer water. It's not sewer water, bro.
Oh, no, you're right.
It's like super fresh.
You're right.
It doesn't smell like chlorine.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And it doesn't smell like lake water. It doesn't smell like river water, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually a chemically formulated water for all of these rides. And it works kind of like chlorine, but isn't. So that's why it's very expensive and it gives off a really nice scent. So whenever you go on these rides, you're like, it smells good here.
I'm hella happy.
Yeah, it smells good. And I think it triggers like endorphins in our brain. It's like, it's nice.
Wow.
Yeah,
because the rides are low-key shit there. Like, you know those ones where you're just riding around?
That's fine. You don't like Pirates of the Caribbean, though? That one was sick.
Okay, yeah, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That one was crazy.
And the Indiana Jones one. I don't know if you've been on the Indiana Jones
one. Yeah, I've been on that one.
When the Rock was coming?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Fam, I always wanted to be like Indiana Jones, bro. Like, yeah. I think I said this before, but I want to go on adventures, bro. Like, I low-key.
I want to go on adventures, too.
No, I want to go on adventures looking for fucking relics like Indiana.
Fam, I would be down for that too. That would be like the greatest vlog.
yo.
Wait.
Is there vlogs like that?
No, there's not. Like actually hunting for treasure. Oh no. Oh, you know what?
Is there real treasure hunters?
Yeah, there is. Remember the ones where you go underwater and they search for like.
Yeah.
That one really catches my eye because that's really interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't think like on land, like trying to go out of your way to get to like find some shit.
Mm. Nah, there's this one video I saw, I used to watch like a lot of the abandoned building videos.
Oh yeah.
And there's these guys that go like everywhere. Like I forgot their name. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
But there was one. They went to Russia. It was like abandoned like military base or something.
Okay.
And they found this room and it was filled with like SKSs, like
AK. Oh shit.
Yeah, like guns, like rifles.
And they
filled.
They just stumbled upon it.
Yeah, they just don't. It was abandoned. The whole place is abandoned and shit, right?
Oh my gosh.
Now get this, bro. So they went to another place. It was kind of, I think it was abandoned mineshaft.
Okay.
Yeah, it was abandoned mineshaft. And they were going like super deep, right?
Yeah.
And they came across this box, like a wooden box.
Yeah.
And inside this box was a pistol, like a silver pistol, right?
Okay.
And on the outside, it read something about like demon, like vampires.
Oh, shit.
Yo, so why would there be like a gun in a wooden box, like in an abandoned mineshaft like that?
They're hunting the vampires?
Yo, wait. Whatever happens to like vampires and shit?
I don't know. I think they were just a myth that, okay, yeah, they don't come out in the, like, the morning, because obviously they'll die.
Wait, hold on.
Do you believe in those gargoyles, though?
Gargoyles.
You know those ones where, like, okay, you see a tall building, and then there's, like, the statue at the edge?
Oh, you know why that's there?
Why?
It's to scare birds.
Oh, really?
That's why. It's to scare birds, so the birds don't, like, shit on the building.
Word. Because I looked up one time, and it started moving. It was like...
That's why you see them in, like, New York and shit.
Yeah, New York is probably the scariest one for that, because it's like everything's high up, you know, and there's lights.
Because the birds would come on there and then, like, make a nest or whatever. Yeah. So they put that figure so it looks like someone's there. Word. Scares off the birds, right?
But yeah, what did happen to vampires?
Do you think vampires are real? Because remember Vlad the Impaler?
No, Vlad the Impaler
was the real Count Dracula. Like, he's Dracula.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you just said that. The real Count Dracula, yeah, I know about that.
Yeah. So, you know, like, Romania.
Romania.
So, the story goes that he was, like, a conqueror. Mm-hmm. Or he was, like, a king. And he would literally drink the blood of, like, the people he beat. Like, the people he killed in war. He would drink the blood of them. And he would impale the people on stakes. Put their heads on stakes and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, wooden stakes. Mm-hmm. Boop. Put their head on it to scare away, like, other trespassers and shit.
That is crazy.
And there's always stories of, like, the reason he was such a good warrior, or the reason he was so strong in battle, was because he went into, like, this cave. This was the story. Mm-hmm. He went into this cave, and he found this hermit, and this hermit was a vampire, like, supposedly, like, a vampire. Mm-hmm. And he gave him the powers of a vampire, which was, like, super strength, super speed. But it came with the curse.
Yeah.
You have to drink blood.
Every time you kill someone?
No, you have a hunger for blood.
Oh, you have hunger for blood.
Yeah.
Would you take that? If someone said, okay, you have to...
To be a vampire?
Yeah. But you can't come out in the morning type shit?
Nah, bro.
Yeah?
I wouldn't do it.
Fam. I remember, vampires really scared me.
Yeah?
And, like, any other, like, mutant creature. Because I remember what scarred me was the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one? Calling all the... Oh, no. That was probably different.
That's a happy song. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. My bad. But when they were going monster hunting. Yeah, that was the episode. You remember that one?
When they found the mummy and shit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that scene where Justin was, like, there, and then everyone was getting him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one scared me the most. So, like, I don't even like fucking dreaming and shit about vampires and shit like that.
Bro, because there's some stories... supposedly, like, true stories of vampires. That's why they had all of these, like, this vampire survival kit. Like, where did this stuff come from? Did they just write stories about them? Did they just write, like,
myth, right?
Fantasies about them?
Yeah. It was a fantasy.
But then Vlad the Impaler, though, why was he said to be, like, a vampire and shit?
Maybe he's, like, the first living form of a vampire. I gotta tell you a funny story, though.
Yeah.
Because I remember after seeing that episode.
What episode?
the Wizards of Waverly Place one.
Yeah.
And seeing the vampire shits. I used to carry, right? And I got caught for this. I used to carry I used to cut up, like, a piece of garlic and I put it in my back pocket, right? And then my boy Jordan, he's like, yo, what do you have in your pocket, fam? Because I sat down and it started a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because it broke. I was like, no, it's just garlic, fam, for the vampire.
You're a nerdy ass kid, bro.
I was so scared, bro. I was dead ass so scared.
You carry garlic on you because you're afraid of vampire?
Yeah, this was like this was like seventh grade.
You ready for all the Twilight smoke?
Yeah,
fam.
I'm like this. If I seen one, fam, because I remember in that episode what kept them away. Like, I first known when I knew about vampires, I was like, oh, garlic keeps them away. Because Alex had the garlic necklace, so I chopped up a thing and put it.
You could have just got silver.
I know, but, like,
it's not the same.
I'm a kid, so right now I only know the thing about garlic.
That shit probably smelled in your pocket, bro.
It did, bro. Yeah, when I sat down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Jordan was like, yo, what the f-?
That's
Jordan. But yeah, bro. You seen the first tweet to sell as an NFT for $6 billion?
Nah, it wasn't 6 billion, it was 60 mil.
Oh, 60 mil?
60 mil.
It was a tweet, though.
It was a tweet?
Yeah, because I read it on the news today. It was like the first tweet to, like, sell as an NFT.
Nah.
Yeah?
I didn't see this shit.
But that
was it today?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
It was today.
NFTs are going crazy, man.
They are, man.
That's why I'm preaching to, like, all the artists out there, try and get into NFTs. Yeah. Like,
I'm glad you told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like now the future of, like, fashion... All digital, fam.
Not necessarily. It's gonna be, but the future of art.
Yeah.
The future of art.
For
right?
sure.
And what I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking, right? If we're gonna hop into this NFT world, it's gonna be, eventually, it's gonna be, I'm buying items in our virtual world, just like in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of concept. Like, they were spending real money for items in their virtual world because they spend more time in that virtual world.
Yeah.
Right?
That is true.
So I think it's gonna be like that, where instead of, it's kind of like, you know when you had like Club Penguin and shit?
Yeah. And you buy like the items?
Yeah, it's the same shit, right?
Yeah.
It's like almost like you're buying clothes for your GTA character.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like NFT really attracted me because it's way easier than the stocks.
Yeah?
Yeah, because stocks is like you're playing with like, okay, you're in a, like a fantasy draft and it's all like perspective. What do you think is gonna go? What do you think is gonna go, right?
I guess so.
Because like, okay, like you see Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Okay, you believe he's the future, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously you're gonna invest money to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
But it's also like you can study it because you can look at earnings and share. Like you can look at like volatility. Yeah. You can kind of predict a little bit where the market's headed, but you can never predict for sure. It's just like the weather.
Yeah.
Like you can never know for sure. So you gotta like take your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Fucking.
Yeah. That's work, bro. And I'm like,
yo, honestly, like if you guys want to get into stocks, there's so much free game on YouTube.
There is.
That's just what I do. I just watch all these YouTubers that talk about stocks, put my money into exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Close my eyes. I'm good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean, I trust those YouTubers because that's like, they do their shit. Like they're studying that shit all day. I'm going to trust them. I'm not going to trust myself.
I lie.
Well, I'll trust myself, but not just myself. I need to do my homework through them.
Yeah, don't trust those. Remember those guys, the ads?
What's that?
You know how to turn this into your dream life?
Here in my garage.
But yeah,
I got this Lamborghini.
But yeah, bro, like,
but you know what I like better than my Lamborghini?
This
bookshelf. This bookshelf.
No, they're actually weirdos, man.
That's how you talk.
Stop.
Shout
scrolling.
Out Ty Lopez.
Bro, said Ty Lopez.
That's the guy, right?
Is it?
The guy with the glasses, Ty Lopez.
Oh yeah, and the dimp and the freckles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know.
He's like the guru. The like fucking success guru or something, right? Yeah. Deadass, he has a lot of good game.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I heard from him.
Yeah.
They looked into like his house.
It's not.
For a while, that shit was rented.
Oh. Okay.
For a while when he first started, like this is just speculation. I'm not saying this is true. But for a while, people looked into it and they saw the beginning of his career. He wasn't even that rich.
Yeah.
He was just playing the part of the guru. And then he pretty much like faked it till he made it.
Fake it till you make it.
And you know what?
Sometimes you have to do it.
That's what you gotta do.
Exactly.
Big ups on him. Like, that's the hustle.
You have to play the part.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If people now, okay, yeah, see like how he played the guru and shit. People look up to him because it's like, oh, goddamn, living that life.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I can't even blame him for that.
Because how are you gonna be to that level until like, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta show what you got. You gotta show what you got. And if you're someone with nothing, but you still want to be that, I guess you gotta fake that shit.
Yeah. And then when you end up making it, it's like, okay,
I caught up.
Yeah, exactly.
I caught up.
But you don't tell the public that.
Yeah, you don't tell the public.
I've been
caught up.
Had this. I've been had this.
Right?
Bro. Yeah. But that's true, bro. And I also seen on the NFTs how they were how the original owners are getting like mad and shit because people are claiming that was their original work.
Oh yeah, that's the thing.
That's the only thing though.
That's the thing. But like, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna stop that? You know what I mean?
There's always some malicious stuff happening whenever there's a good the good thing like comes up.
Mm-hmm.
There's always gonna be like frauders.
Yeah. I'm gonna come out with an NFT soon.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm gonna come out with an NFT series, like a collection.
Oh, like a fashion collection?
It's something that's gonna blow up the game, I promise. Okay, something that's gonna blow up the game. That's something funny. Different. It's something different.
You'll see my like clothing collection on NFT soon. Mm. Y'all go bid that up for me.
But yeah, all of those artists out there, look into NFTs. That's a good way to get your money up.
It is.
Really good way.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like a lot of artists nowadays, it's hard to make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Struggling artists, fam. Everywhere. Because you're in competition with so much people.
Yeah. Like, let's say you were a visual artist. How would you get your name known?
Visual artist? Like, wait, what do you mean?
Like a visual
like
artist.
Drawing?
Let's say you're a painter.
market it as much on like the...
But how?
Yeah, see? I knew you were going to say that. As soon as I opened my mouth, I was like, he's going to ask me about marketing.
But how do you market that, right?
I don't know. Like right now, I would do TikTok. But you know how the people on TikTok but the do
thing,
the...
Here's the thing,
the
right?
The process?
Yeah. Here's the thing. When it comes to art, because I actually learned this in a class. I learned this in pop culture class. One of the only classes I still keep the information from.
I took that too, yeah.
So... In pop culture, they talked about like high culture and then low culture. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
So for whatever reason, they put classical music, ballet, and like theater.
In the high
culture.
Yeah.
Right? And then they put like television, you know what I mean? Music and low. Like other music and stuff, like local. Apparently, it's low culture.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. If you take like a high culture thing, let's say like art gallery, mm-hmm. like paintings and shit, right?
Yeah.
How do you appeal that to low culture? You have to keep it the base, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to like, it's hard, right? Like how do you market that shit? How do you market?
So what you're saying is you have to take it and kind of be like still sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like Virgil Abloh. Like look at him.
He's a good example because he went to Louis V.
Yeah.
From streetwear. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like okay, low to high fashion.
Yeah.
So how did he do that?
But he always kept composure, you know.
Yeah, he did.
He kept composure.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, like this kind of generation, it's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to get attention with composure.
I was going to say cosign, number one thing.
Because
mm-hmm. Virgil Abloh had all those connections.
Yeah, Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye.
All those designers.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
And he was, Kanye like really put him on this path to succeed. And mm-hmm. he only needed one of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when you first started too, that was what you were going for. You're like, oh, remember this, who is it? DP the Kid?
Oh yeah.
You sent them socks. You're like, oh, this the one. That's yeah. gonna put me on because he's close to thing and thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't do shit with that.
Didn't do shit with that.
But yeah, but that just proves like if he did post like something proper,
mm-hmm.
it could have led you to fucking hitting New York and shit like that.
I know.
Yeah.
When I come out with my hats coming up, I'm gonna get someone nice in that. I'm gonna get someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I'm a push for Travis to wear one of my hats.
Yeah, man.
They come like, out, man.
I heard that the cacti doesn't even taste that good.
I heard that too. I heard that too.
It's like a bootleg White Claw. It's like, nah, I need a cacti.
That's what it is, though. It is. Because that's what they're trying to replicate is the White Claw. Because everyone's like, that's like their favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the frat parties and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I'm bigger and I have enough money, I think I'm going to do... I think I'm gonna do an energy drink.
An energy drink, yeah.
Because it kind of matches me because I'm always high energy.
Word.
So I'm gonna make a Four Loko type energy drink. But word. It doesn't fuck up people, you know?
Mm.
Like a non-alcoholic Four Loko.
Mm. Ooh. That's cool.
Sober? On some sober shit?
You know what I wanna do, bro?
What?
You know, what's that shit called?
What?
What's the powdery like?
Oh, G Fuel?
No, the powdery like Filipino snack.
Powdery Filipino snack?
No, I'm talking about. I forgot the name of it. What the fuck?
Like the one where you
Pulveron.
Oh, you know Pulveron? Oh my god!
Wait, I wanna bring Pulveron to mainstream because that shit is fire.
I swear it is though.
It's not mainstream.
Yeah. Oh no, it's not mainstream. It's not.
It's just not mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, when I'm there though, like. When someone comes back from the Philippines,
that's only shit I want.
You get a big box of that. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna put that on the. I'll make my own Pulveron.
Psychedelic Pulveron.
Kuya Carlos's Pulveron.
Yeah, we should actually start a catering business.
Catering.
Yeah, because I want to put my mom on. I want to put my mom on some type of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she doesn't have to work on her thing anymore. She can just like do what she loves and cook.
You know what? My dad, he's low-key really, really funny.
Yeah.
Like, he says some funny shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking like, he said himself, like he could be a comedian. And I believe in it. He could actually be a comedian.
Okay, hold on.
So I'm like, you should try YouTube.
Yeah, low-key, bro. Like it's never too late to start. I remember I went to my friend's aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting a cupcake business. She got all the Cricut machines. She started a webpage and she's like something, how old? I don't know, 50 something.
Mm.
I was like, oh damn, like it's really never too late to start.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Yeah, exactly.
Because even when you're older, it's nice to have like something to work at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause as sad as it is, like I know a lot of people when they get older. They lose sight of kind of like a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, when they retire, they kind of lose sight of like, I have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing anything anymore. They're just chilling.
I would definitely, that would definitely be me in the future. Just have a small business I can relax on, you know?
I would definitely just be like, let's say I'm going to have like a business where I can just be like there. I can just like interact with customers coming in. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though I'm like the owner, I can just like keep an eye on shit. Yeah. Let's say, I don't know. You ever watch Casino?
Casino? No.
With Robert Downey. I mean, fucking Robert De Niro.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I have, yeah.
With Robert De Niro, right? He's like the casino owner. And he was like big boss. He was just like walking around, checking on the casino and shit. That's like, how's everything doing today, you know?
Yeah. Casinos make so much money, man. Like, one floor, I read, like, makes more money than like a country. Or like two countries in combined.
Word.
It's fucked up, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But you know how to, you know that the counting cards and how they try to cheat.
Blackjack, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think in certain countries, they stop it because now there's...
They stop it everywhere. They look for that shit. Eh?
Yeah, no, but now they like totally stop it because now there's a counting card machine that shuffles it for you. So you can't count the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember I was like, okay, if we're going to a casino, I'm going to try and count cards. You feel me? I'm going to try every way to cheat to win.
Yo, there's a theory that, you know, Dana White?
Oh, yeah?
Dana White is banned from, like, I think 5 or 4 casinos.
Why? He's cheating?
No, he wins, like, big in blackjack.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he's, like, really, really, really good at blackjack.
Yeah. Bro, he really cashed, good. He cashed out Nelk.
Yeah.
Did you see that on their what do you call this? Their gambling sessions, he cashed out like 60K for them on blackjack.
Damn.
Yeah. And there's another game that everyone's hopping on. It's like a big trend, like that spaceship.
Oh, Rubet.
Rubet. That goes up and you press whenever you think.
What's that thing called? Crash? It's Crash,
yeah,
right?
It's Crash. Because if it crashed, you don't win any of the money. Mm-hmm. But if you put in the money and you take it out before it crashes, you get like times 13 of whatever you put in.
Yeah. Fucked up. That's kind of like the stock market.
Yeah, I know, but it's like a dumbed down version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, just pressing a button.
You want to get into that?
I'm down, bro. I'm kidding.
Yo, take that out.
I'm just kidding.
Hell no.
No free promos.
No free promo.
But yeah, do you think that you can do a... Okay, if I gave you like 2 months to practice for a comedy set and you have an hour, you think...
Comedy set? Nah, I'm not a comedian, fam.
Really?
I'm not a comedian.
I think I would nail that shit.
The thing... Also... If I was to be a comedian, I'm going to have some like dark humor jokes that might get me canceled and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you have that humor where it's like, not this generation.
Yeah.
Like you would
it's this generation, but it's like not for the sensitive side.
Yeah.
It's not for the sensitive side.
It would be like, yo, what the fuck? Everyone just be in the crowd like.
Yeah, but the people that get it, they'll die.
They'll die laughing. The corner like, knee slapper.
Yeah, I can't be a comedian still.
Yeah. I think
would you do it?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been on that stage before where I've been in front of a gym and I've needed, like, they wanted to make people laugh and type shit.
But it's like, it's a very different scene because you're trying to hypnotize the audience. Mm. You're trying to hypnotize the audience. It's not necessarily like you're trying to make them laugh. You're trying to like bring them in. You're trying to keep their attention.
For the whole set?
Yeah. For like an hour long.
I think I could do a 30-minute one, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I had the right training. But yeah.
Oh, do you just have to be a good like storyteller, you know?
Oh yeah.
What are you gonna say? My bad.
Yeah, or you can just look funny in general.
Yeah.
But yo, you know those the guy who hypnotizes people who came into Mary's?
Oh yeah.
And he did that. So it was the one guy. It was Jalen who he put his hand on and then he slept, and then when he woke up, he was shaking. And I remember talking to Jalen after. He was like, "Yo, were you actually under something?" He was like, "Yo, fam, I couldn't like do anything. I had to listen to him and like he felt super tired because he had to go home after."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yo, bro, like I was tired for the whole day because he made him do like running, he made him do thing in his head that he was just like, yeah, I gotta
that's
go.
That's crazy.
Do you think
bro.
That's real though?
Yeah. No? Yeah. That's real, bro. You know what it is? They put you in it's almost as if like you're in a sleep. It's kind of like sleep paralysis. That's what it is. It's like sleep paralysis. So imagine being in sleep paralysis, but they can control you.
Oh, that's crazy. Because I thought it was just like, okay, they knew that some people were gonna like play with it. You feel me? Like, you know, when they ask, like, yo, who wants to do it? And everyone's pointing at that one guy. Of course, he's gonna choose that guy because he'll probably play with it.
Yeah, that's true. No, you know what it is? It's apparently like very creative people or very people with imaginative minds. They get hypnotized very easily.
Okay.
Because I knew I'm not going up there because I daydream all the time. I'm going to get fucked up.
Okay.
I knew that right away. Like, I didn't want to go up.
That makes so much sense because Jalen is a creative guy.
He's a very, like, imaginative person. Those people, they're very, what do you call it? They're prone to being hypnotized. They can be hypnotized.
Oh, fuck. Imagine I went up there. I would have been so fucked.
I would have been gone. I would have been gone.
Yeah. Oh my god. Loki, we should try that one time though. I've always.
I wouldn't mind, but I'd be scared still. I'd be kind of scared.
I know.
Yo, I was always thinking, right? Like, because hypnotism is real.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe it now. Yeah.
No, that shit's real. Like that shit's real, fam. So, you know, remember in WandaVision where she had like the whole kind of dome. She's controlling the whole town is kind of under her spell, under her hypnotism, right? Mm-hmm. What if me and you right now
are because
of like, let's say fucking YouTube, let's say something on Instagram, on social media, maybe from like an audio from our phone that's playing all the time. Yeah. We're hypnotized right now. Oh, and we're playing a part just like in WandaVision. What if WandaVision is actually a wake up call and kind of like a reach out, like, this is what they're doing to us. Wake up, guys.
Jumpers, jump out.
Nah, they're coming for me still.
Nah, that, bro. So you think they're using WandaVision? You think they're using WandaVision to kind of hint that? That's what you're saying?
I'm joking.
No,
obviously.
No. If you're committing to this, commit, bro. Might as well. They're gonna capture you after. You might as well say it.
Nah, but imagine that'd be a crazy movie though.
Yeah,
that'd be a crazy. Imagine like.
Has there been a movie though where it's like, okay, one guy playing the I guess the puppeteer and the puppet master? Has there been a movie like that except like hypnotism?
I don't know. Whoa. I don't think I watched something like that before.
Maybe that's a good to all the directors.
I just remember in Get Out, remember they use hypnotism to put them in like the sunken place and shit. Mm-hmm. Yo, I low-key scared myself with that theory though. Cause like, think about it, right?
Yeah.
Cause in WandaVision, they had the whole population under like hypnotism. Mm-hmm. Hypnotism is real, period.
Yeah.
Do you think you can hypnotize a big population of people? Cause that's what they do in cults.
Yeah, I was gonna say cult leaders do that.
And they... North Korea. Kim Jong-un pretty much hypnotized his whole population to think that he's like a god.
Yeah.
To think that like America is the villain, blah, blah, blah. He's a god. And then they're living so great, right?
There's, like you said, too, different stuff that is playing around us.
Mm.
Bro, like the some music have, what do you call it? An illegal amount of like bass.
Yeah.
That they like play with the frequencies, right?
Mm.
And one of them is, I think Mask Off has an illegal amount of bass.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, that's why.
Illegal.
That's what I was reading. An illegal amount of like something in the song.
Yeah.
That makes it like, that makes you like it more.
What? Nah, that's fucked. Illegal? Why is it illegal though?
Because you're not allowed to, because you're at that point, you're playing with people's brains.
Oh, shit.
You can't do that. You can't
For
do
real?
That. Yeah. To get on Billboard, you're just, hypnotizing people to like the song. There's a list.
That's crazy.
There's a whole list. I think one of them was a Migos song.
Yeah. Bad and Bougie?
No, it's not Bad. I was going to say because that one was a f-up song, but like, no, I don't remember. But there was a big Migos song that actually had a legal amount of bass in it.
Damn. Stir Fry? It's got to be like one of the top ones.
It was one of the top ones, but I forgot. I think it was T-shirt, actually.
Word.
Same color T-shirt. Oh, yeah, because it was like, dun, dun.
Word. Damn, bro.
I know. You didn't know about that?
Because remember in, like, going back to Wanda, remember Vision? He touched the brown guy. He was like, all right, come back. Or, like, he like, fixed him, and then he came back to his senses. And he's like, where am I?
Oh,
blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
Do you think, what if we, like, one day, yo.
Hold on. Go.
What if, like, the crazy people we see downtown, like, the homeless people, quote-unquote crackheads, are the woke people?
Like, they see everything?
They're the ones that woke up from the hypnotism. I'm playing. Yeah, yeah.
They're the ones that woke up? Don't kill me. So, you remember that, the Spider-Man downtown guy? who's like super crazy?
Nah, who's that?
What? You know, you ever just go walk downtown, just look up and you see the Spider-Man guy on like the poster?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Well, there's a guy who dresses up as Spider-Man.
Yeah, I seen that guy.
Yeah, and he goes on top of all the towers and like you'll see him there.
He does? No, he doesn't. No, okay, he just walks around.
No. Like he'll, okay, like there's a big like a billboard there, right? Like a stand.
It's like a cosplayer?
And he'll go up and he'll go up and just like, and like do the stance. But yeah, that's top.
Yo, why you blowing my cover, fam? That's me.
A lie. But you know why they play the music at the, you remember the movie theater when you go in? They always have
classical music
playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just to scare them off so they the homeless people don't stay there.
Nah, you know why? Huh? You know why?
Why?
No, this is real. Like, this is why they do it.
Yeah.
Because that spot, if you go back there and pay attention, that's where all the drug dealers are. You didn't notice?
Oh, yeah.
Those men standing are the dealers.
Oh, you're right.
No, they're like dead ass. Like, if you pay attention, they're actually the dealers. Oh. And the reason they play that classical music is to try and like make them go away because they don't want to listen to classical music.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess that was the same thing. I guess it's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Dealers and homeless people.
Like, just get people out of that area. Because they don't want to listen to that.
You know, back to the psychedelic shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Andy, right? I mean, Toy Story 2.
Toy Story, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a theory that Jesse's original owner became Andy's mom.
Yeah.
Because I was reading, because I saw this word psychedelic and I was like, okay.
Wait, why? Why is this
psychedelic? No, it's not psychedelic at all. But like in her room, they had a montage of her room, right?
Yeah.
And she had all like the psychedelic posters, psychedelic stuff.
Yeah.
That means she was born in the 60s and 70s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Andy was born in the 90s, so it kind of lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that, and Andy's mom right now has the same cut, same everything as a thing.
Oh.
So it was like Jesse returning to her original family.
Yeah, I heard that theory because it's the same hat. Yeah, Andy's hat was the same hat as Jesse's hat.
Yeah, yeah.
As like the owner of Jesse before.
Mm-hmm. But if you really think about it, maybe there might be, because there was a lot of psychedelic posters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might, if you really look deep into it, that maybe Toy Story is
dun, dun, dun.
Something about psychedelics.
I don't know. I don't think so.
maybe Andy.
Yeah.
This whole time, you know how he's like, oh no, never mind. He doesn't even see the toys.
He doesn't see the toys. That's the thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe us viewers.
Mm-hmm. Alright, wait. I have another Toy Story theory, okay? Bro, did you know Toy Story 3 has elements of like the Holocaust and World War II? Did you know that?
The Holocaust?
Yeah. So take this in,
like,
bro.
The army men?
No, there's a theory that you know the daycare?
Oh yeah.
The daycare was supposedly like a concentration camp.
What?
Cause they put them in cages and they had to play with the kids. And what's his name? The big bear. The pink bear.
The pink bear. Yeah, yeah.
The pink bear was like the boss. And he was like, you guys have to stay here. You're not allowed to leave.
Bro, I knew. I hated that bear, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, so it all led up, right? It was like concentration camps. Mm-hmm. It was like, they were in these cells. They couldn't escape and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of it, what happened? Incinerator.
Everything was going in the lava.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember
shit.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think there's more to it. Because I saw this theory online. I just saw it for a little bit. But like, this is not my theory.
Yeah.
But there was like elements of like the Holocaust in that. It's crazy.
That's super dark, bro.
There's a lot of dark shit like that, bro.
You know what I searched up, bro?
What?
The weirdest sports.
Oh, you like midget boxing?
Yeah.
My dad watches that, bro.
Really? I watch it too.
Yeah.
No, but there's this other one. You've seen the slap competition where the guy.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And he's like,
dang. Yo, did you know Logan Paul did that shit?
Really?
Yeah, Logan Paul. He was
he
gonna
has an episode.
No, he was gonna go to like a competition, like the slap competition, yeah. Right? So he ended up doing like a practice with this guy. He was like a professional slapper.
Yeah.
And then he let him slap him. He knocked him out. One slap. Bop.
Who, Logan?
Logan Paul knocked him out.
What?
Yeah, like hard.
Holy
like he
shit.
K'd him. Like it's on Logan Paul's video. He K'd him. Like he stiffened up. Gone. He was gone,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Because fam, a slap hurts. If you really connect, there's bands that like study it. Like you have to hit it right here. Boom, you're gone. If you hit it right on the chin.
Yeah.
And there's, I like how there's a referee who's like, yo, you good? You good? All right, slap.
Yeah.
It's like so professional in a way.
I know, bro. Like, Yo, would you do something like that?
No.
For the right amount of money, would you do it?
Okay, if you gave me like, if you give me 10K to go on the show and get slapped up, yeah, I would do it.
10K is kind of small. I wouldn't even do it for 10K.
That's rent though, so. I would do it for rent.
I think I would do it for like 50K.
Okay, yeah. Okay, how about 30K? Let's see where you go. See?
Depends who's slapping me. If it's like Mike Tyson body, hell no.
Okay, let's say, you know Mark Henry the wrestler? Fuck that, bro. You're not going?
Mark Henry slapping you? Bro, he's gonna slap the soul out of your body, fam.
Like, you'll see the ghost.
Yeah, you know that scene in Avengers?
Yeah.
He, like, punches Hulk?
Yeah, and then his soul.
And then Hulk gets out of his body. He's like Bruce Banner. Oh, what the fuck?
Yo, what the fuck? Where the fuck am I? I would definitely do it for 50K Mark Henry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what's coming up?
What?
The YouTuber TikTok boxing. Oh!
Bro, hey, I seen the card. Hey, y'all need to, we need to be on that.
Yo, fam. If you guys want to see us on,
facts,
find someone for us to fight and try and hit up that.
Hey,
what's it called? Social gloves. Hit up social gloves. Glove, get us on there, bro.
Come
we kind of, we're down.
Hey, sync up.
We're down.
Sync up.
Oh, listen up.
Y'all want smoke, bro?
Sync up podcast.
Hey, connected. We need that.
Sync up podcast. Calling shots right now, bro. If you guys want the smoke, you guys can get the smoke.
Facts, bro.
We're the best podcast on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Come take the title. Let's go.
Oh, God. If y'all want smoke, hit us up, bro.
You guys want it? We'll hop on that. Do for the charity.
Come on, man.
Do for whatever.
They want to see that.
Let's get it going, man.
We the top two podcasts on TikTok. No cap. I'm going to give them that. But we're top two, but we not two.
Facts. That's facts.
You smell me? Come on, man.
Come for the title, bro.
Exactly,
let's go.
Exactly. Alright, go end it there, bro.
Alright, we'll end it there. New episode coming out next week, Saturday.
Yes, sir.
We're live on Stereo every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Come tune in at 9:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
Alright, jump out.
Deuces.